Busloads of mourners continue to arrive at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, where people are able to view the former president's casket. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand is in Simi Valley. Madeline, what's it like there?
Well, Alex, as of early this morning, 40,000 people had viewed the casket. It takes less than 2 minutes to walk around it, and people walk slowly, quietly, reverentially. Diana Clark came from Pasadena.
It was very, very serene and very beautiful, and I was just quite overcome. He was just a good man, and that was a validation of the good values that he had. He was so gentle, and I just adored him.
And as Clark left the library, she was handed a card.
Well, I have it here. It's with gratitude, I can't see if I can read it. It's with gratitude for your expression of sympathy in honoring the life of Ronald Wilson Reagan. And I'm going to frame that. And I just am so honored to be here.
Alex, the library will be open until 10 o'clock tonight. They extended the hours, but because of the demand is so great, if people aren't in line by 3 o'clock this afternoon, they won't be allowed to get into the buses and come up here.
And Madeline, the body leaves tomorrow morning for Washington. What's going to happen then?
Well, until then, the body will remain here throughout the night, guarded by the military's honor guard. They're posted around the coffin, around the clock. I spoke with the Navy's only female honor guard, 20-year-old Seaman Catlin Campbell.
We've had people come by crying. We had one man just this morning as I walked off who kneeled at the foot of the casket and started praying. There was, people talking to Mr. Reagan or about him. See a lot of old military veterans stop and salute. See a lot of uniformed personnel come in and salute.
Campbell and the other honor guard stand at attention for half an hour at a time. She says she zones out sometimes, but she tries to remember that she's a symbol of something important.
Military pride, American pride, pride in the office of the presidency, and the way that our country honors its fallen heroes. And I certainly think that Reagan ranks among those.
Madeline, what about the people who cannot get in to see the casket today? I gather the waiting just in line to get on the buses is 4 and 5 hours long now. What are these people going to do?
Well, Alex, people will have another opportunity in Washington, D.C. tomorrow and Thursday. And here on Friday, when the body is flown back to be buried, people will be allowed to stand in line along the motorcade route from the Air Force Base to the library. And then beginning Sunday, for here on in, visitors will be allowed to pay their respects at Ronald Reagan's crypt. It'll be between Gipper's Grove and a replica of the White House South Lawn here at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand reporting from the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Thank you, Madeline.
Thank you, Alex.